אשר כל רוח דיבורה היא כמחוץ מגדול מהל וכסבירם מגומר כיוי הכוכן פרונסר בלה
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM on a Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cabinet Coast and Access Radio on Sunday. Special welcome to everybody that joins us online each week on Planet Audio across New Zealand and indeed many other countries around the world. Up first tonight there, we have the Chieftains with On Hook Ar Buya. And on tonight's show, we've got all the latest news from Ireland, plenty of good music, and I've got a feature interview with Mike Scott, founder and leader of the Waterboys. They are beginning to tour New Zealand in a few weeks' time. They have three concerts here, Wellington on the 20th of May, Auckland on the 21st of May, and Christchurch on the 25th of May. So we'll take one of three songs that I'm going to play on the programme tonight from the Waterboys next, a recent hit. Called I Don't Know How I Made It.
Thank you.
Mike Scott and the Waterboys there with a recent hit, I Don't Know How I Made It. And about 2 minutes' time, we'll have an interview I recorded a few days ago with Mike, living in Dublin these days, and he's embarking on a tour of Australia and New Zealand. Eight shows over the next few weeks, and we play a couple of songs as well. Well, the weather still quite nice over in Ireland. It was a bank holiday weekend there, and obviously the first of the summer kind of bank holiday weekends. They have another one in June. We used to call it Whit Sunday. Then they've got one, the bank holiday in August. There's the three big holidays, and thankfully weather improving and days getting along. Lots of sport. We'll have all the latest news from rugby and Gaelic football, and a good weekend for the ladies 4x400 relay team who've qualified for the World Championships next year. There's still talks that Katie Taylor will get her swan song farewell boxing gig to round off an incredible career at Croke Park before the end of the summer. And she might even be joined on stage, not in the boxing ring. He'll be singing by Ed Sheeran. So obviously lots of things happening in the background there, but she wants to be the main event if that goes ahead. Bad news, sad news last week, and two people died. One quite senior, Gordon Snell. Gordon was the husband of Maeve Benchy, and I had the pleasure of meeting Gordon and Maeve on many occasions. I called in to briefly say hello to Gordon when I was back in Dublin last this time in August last year. And, of course, predeceased by his wife, Maeve, a number of years ago. But in his own right, well-known writer, and had a lot of success with children's books. And then it was announced on Sunday, I think it was, that Gary Lydon, Wexford man, 61, died suddenly. And he was an Irish actor, and he featured on the Banshees of Inisherin last year. Right, we continue on, and we'll have some more music, and a lady that's certainly making a name for herself over the last year and a half in Ireland is CMAT, and here she is with one of her big hits. This is called Euro Country. CMAT and Euro Country, certainly going from strength to strength, is CMAT, one of the new breed of Irish musicians that is doing really, really well. Well, as I said, you know, the news in Ireland, a bit of a slow week with news with a bank holiday weekend. But as we all know here in New Zealand this week, the conflict in the Middle East has escalated again after a month of a ceasefire. It looks like the war has started again. So this is a very worrying situation, not alone for the people in the Middle East and Iran and surrounding areas, but everybody, Ireland, here in New Zealand and all around the world, because even if the war stopped in the morning, it would take months and months for all these ships with to come through the Strait of Hormuz. And of course, it's driving the price of the fuel, fertilizer, petrochemicals through the roof, and having a major impact on basically many aspects of life around the world. So, of course, Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union at the beginning of July. So the spotlight will be on Ireland, and any decisions made at the European Union level will be announced coming out of Ireland. The Taoiseach was in, where was he, in the Eastern Bloc or not, country, over the last few days with other European leaders discussing, obviously, the conflict in Ukraine and indeed the Middle East. So hopefully the situation will resolve itself, but who knows where it's going to end. But Late Late Show finished last week, and on it there was no sign at the end of the show that Patrick Kielty said he'll be back next year. He did sign a contract for 3 years with RTE. The rumour is that he may or may not return because negotiations regarding his fee hasn't been resolved. And one of the guests that he had on the show last week, well, he had two young brothers that are doing unbelievable work at the moment. They're out there raising money for dementia, born in England of Irish parents. And they, one of them ran a marathon in London 2 weeks ago, and now he's running 32 marathons around Ireland. Started last week, Jordan and Adams, and his brother is Keane, and their family had been affected with a rare form of dementia that has taken the lives of 12 of his relatives in Ireland. And they set out in March to try to raise £1 million. Well, I think they'll hit that over the next few days. They're up to over £900,000 already, gone up by over £300,000 since their appearance on the Late Late Show the other night. Other guests on the Late Late Show were Westlife, and they're very popular still. There's only three of the band together now, and they're doing about 10 sellout concerts in Ireland, Dublin, the Three Arena later this year. We might have a song for them. I don't think I have them on the playlist tonight, but we certainly will play a song before too long. Right, as I mentioned earlier, we, what you call it, had an interview with Mike Scott. And before we play one of their big hits, we'll play Fisherman Blues, and then we'll come and have the interview with Mike after this. And I start the interview off by talking to him about how he got involved in music. So, I'm
My own band, which would be the early 1980s in London, I believed that the music that we made was going to change rapidly, album to album, and it's been that, been like that with the War Boys.
Was it hard to get a record deal when you started in the 80s?
Well, my first post-punk band, which was called Another Pretty Face, we got a deal with Virgin Records fairly quickly. We did what lots of bands did in those days. We released a record on our own label. And that got noticed, and it got played by the great UK DJ John Peel. And then Virgin Records picked us up. And then later, when that all went south and that band split up. And then I got picked up by another label, Enzyme Records, who I wasn't even looking for a record deal. They came looking for me. So I suppose I was lucky by then.
You arrived in Ireland in January 1986, the date that the great Phil Lynott died.
Yes, I was Phil's replacement. I'm not saying I was his equal or anything. I would never try and compete with the great fellow. But it was very fateful. I arrived on the plane and Steve Wickham met me at the airport and we drove into Dublin and the radio was playing Thin Lizzy songs and the announcer told us that he died. So I once it became clear I was going to live in Ireland and I was going to stay, I thought about this and I thought, it's really weird. I arrived and Phil Lynott was coming out. And I felt I kind of been shoehorned into Ireland to cover at least some of the bases that Phil had covered. So I thought, well, what did Phil do that I could do? Well, I couldn't sing like him and I couldn't really play like him. And I didn't even play the same kind of music. And they were a brilliant band. He was a fantastic songwriter and singer. But that sort of slightly hard rock sound wasn't my forte. So I thought, what did Philo do that I could pick up? And I had heard that he was very supportive of younger bands, and I thought, well, all right, that's the side of Philo that I can cover. I'll support younger bands and give them encouragement. So I always tried to do that in my musical life in Ireland.
What Irish band influenced you when you got to live in Dublin?
Well, when I was first in Dublin, my favourite band was the Hothouse Flowers because I really loved the way Liam O'Whaley played bluesy piano and the way that he sang, and he had such a swagger. He was like an Irish Jerry Lee Lewis. So I was a big fan of his. And then I got turned on to great legendary Irish musicians like Donald Lunny, who, of course, as you know, was the mastermind behind Planxty, the Buffy band, Moving Hearts. And so he's always been a musical hero of mine ever since.
Did you ever play with Christy Moore?
Well, I've never played with Christy, but I've met him several times. He's a true gentleman. I love him very dearly. And we did once collaborate on something. We both coincidentally wrote songs critical of Guinness's Arthur's Day promotion. Now, Arthur's Day was this trumped up fake Paddy's Day that happened in September on during Freshers Week when they would, very cleverly designed, they would do a toast to Arthur Guinness at 17:59, and all the drinks would be half price for an hour. And it's a very cunning way to publicise Guinness and to get the new students to spend their allowance on drink. And it used to be like the streets would be black with vomiting young people. And the advertising was very strong and very prominent. And I used to think, I effing hate Arthur's Day. So I wrote a song about it, really like taking a piss out of it. And Christy did a song at the same time. And he sent me a text message. He said, look, I see you've written a song about Arthur's Day. I've done one. Let's publicise each other's songs and create a united front. So we did. We collaborated in that way. And our songs got covered in the newspapers. And most importantly, got covered internationally. Our lyrics were quoted in, I think it was Time or Newsweek in the New York Times. And that was it. Guinness couldn't withstand that. And Arthur's Day collapsed. So I'm glad to say that me and Christy Moore killed Arthur's Day.
You had over 90 members with your band over the 40 years, Mike.
You know, it was a deliberate policy with the Water Boys. The Water Boys is a funny concept. You know, in one way, I was like a solo artist at the beginning. And on the first record, I played most of the instruments myself. There was no actual band. It was just a name and a guy. And I decided, well, when I put a band together, it's not going to be a forever band. I'm going to have a changing lineup because I knew the music was going to change and I wanted musicians to change as well. Like, maybe guys who played me for a couple of years then would move on. And that's the way it's been. And there have been a few people, very long-serving people like Steve Wickham, who was with me for 25 years, Brother Paul, our organ player, been with me now for about 12 years, and James, our piano player, on and off about the same amount of time, and so on. So lots of long-serving musicians, so actually I'm not so difficult to work with, but a concept whereby the music and the lineup would constantly change.
And finally, Mike, what can the audience expect on the upcoming tour of New Zealand?
Well, what they'll see when they come to see us is a five-piece band with two keyboard players. We've got piano and organ, myself and guitar and vocal, bass and drums, and I hope that the New Zealand audience is going to think that this is one of the best bands in the world, because I believe it is. But we'll let the audience decide that. And we play songs from all stages of the Waterboys history. We play lots of the songs that they will hope, expect, or dread to hear. And we'll be playing a good chunk from our latest album. It's called Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper. It's the life story of the famous American actor told in songs.
Dude with a dash on a chariot topper. Red without a cause, man, what a showstopper. He's president of Bruce of the Dean Hopper. Sucking on a psychedelic pink gobstopper. Cowboy hat, man, it ain't no topper. He's loose as a lick, as a lick by copper. Dressing like economy street, Bill Popper. Dennis Hopper. Stuck in the system and he's no performer. Dennis Hopper. Maybe we'll catch that true chopper. Dennis Hopper. The king of the Republican. It ain't a proper. Loose as slick as a lick by a copper. Dressing like a economy street bell popper. Dennis Hopper. Rockabilly cats with the moonfire poppers. Warhol heads and elite name droppers. Movie disciples and anecdote swappers. Speaks and psychonauts and sick hip hoppers. On a chariot chopper, Dennis Hopper. Red without a cause, man, what a showstopper. Dennis Hopper. He was prison at the birth of the teeny bopper. Dennis Hopper. Sucking on a psychedelic pink gobstopper. Cowboy hat, man, it ain't no topper. His boots as slick as a lick by a cropper. Dressed like a communist street bell popper. Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper! Dennis Hopper!
Right, well, there we had Fisherman Blues, and followed by that interview with Mike Scott that I recorded last week, and the Waterboys touring New Zealand over the next few weeks. They're playing in Wellington on the 20th of May. Ticket Tech for your tickets down there. AOT Centre in Auckland on the Christchurch Town Hall. AOT Centre Auckland Thursday the 21st of May at the Christchurch Town Hall on Saturday the 23rd. Tickets available for those two shows on Ticketmaster, and certainly going for over 40 years. And as you heard there, has lived in Ireland since 1986. Right, what else has been happening? I see there's a luxury cruise ships traveling around in Eastern Europe at the moment, and there's been three people died of a hantavirus infection, and don't know much about it, but there's a number of other people still seriously ill. I see an Irish, one of the Irish, three Irish holidaymakers were on the ship, said that the ship was going around with the three deceased people for about 3 days. Well, there's by-elections coming up in West Galway and Dublin Central. Of course, these are as a result of Catherine Connolly being elected President of Ireland back in November, and Pascal Donoghue taking up that big job with the World Bank in Washington. So we have to the by-elections had to be held within 6 months. And the date has been set in May. I think it's about 2 weeks' time. So the electioneering is on at the moment. And the most high-profile candidate of the two constituencies is Gerry Hutch, who almost got elected in the general election just over almost 2 years ago. He's in Dublin Central, and a former criminal who obviously escaped a conviction last year, after 2 years ago, after a long court case. But he certainly, I know there's a number of assets belong to him seized in Spain, and he said if he was elected, he'd be the wealthiest politician in Dáil Éireann. Now, not a good look. Usually by-elections don't go the way of the government, especially if things aren't going well. And in 1979, Jack Lynch, who had a massive, majority in the Dáil after that 77 election, he lost two by-elections within a short space of time, and within a couple of months he had lost his position as leader of Fianna Fáil and Taoiseach, and that's when Charlie Haughey came into the scene. Right, we'll continue on with some more music, and this time it's from Planxty featuring Christy Moore and True Love Knows No Season. And a sad week for the Moore family with the death of their sister last week. And in various interviews Christy gave over the year, he said that his sister, whose name escapes me now, was probably the best singer in the family. But here is Christy and Planxty from his early days, called True Love Knows No Season.
The dust of the road where he lay. say. True love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County Clan. True love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County Clan.
Christy Moore there on Plant Street, and True Love Knows No Season. And Christy's sister that passed away last week, Eilish born. And she was recognised for her singing and over the years. And of course, famous musical family, the Moores, with Christy's other brother, Luca Bloom, also an accomplished singer. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch on Saturday, Capitol Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. Let's have a look at sports quickly on rugby. It was a big weekend for Leinster to see if they could make it to the Heineken Cup final. Well, they did that. They managed to overcome Toulon. Very lucky. Toulon had a chance to win the game, but Leinster advanced to the final and they'll be taking on Bordeaux. And the final will take place on the 23rd of May in Bilbao. And, of course, on the 22nd of May, you'll have the Challenge Cup final. And Ulster are qualified for that. They'll be playing Montpellier. So there won't be a free bed in any hotel on either night. I reckon both events will be sold out very, very quickly. So it's back to the United Rugby Championship this weekend. There's still a lot to play for. And, of course, news broke after we did the programme last week that Assistant Chiefs coach Roger Randall, who had been appointed or selected to be the attack coach for Munster next year to join his former Chiefs coach, Macmillan, withdrew as a result of stories that circulated in the media over allegations of rape, which he denied, come back to 1997. And he toured South Africa with the Hurricanes in Super Rugby games. So he's disappointed that he wasn't able to move to Ireland with his family. He was looking forward to it, but he believes, and I suppose Munster believe, it was the best decision. But a lot of questions to be answered by people at Munster who pushed this appointment process through. The IRFU kind of washed their hands of it, but an investigation is taking place now. More importantly, Gaelic games were on at the weekend, and there wasn't a lot of games last weekend, but there was some surprising results. So we had up on Saturday, we're just looking here what games took place on Saturday. Leinster Football Championship, Dublin had a big win over Louth, 20 points to 10. So Dublin looked there on the way back. So they're in the Leinster final. They had to wait till Sunday to find who they're out there playing. And we'll tell you who won that other semi-final shortly. But the big game on Saturday was Derry against Monaghan. And literally, Derry had this game won on a few occasions. And Monaghan scored an unbelievable equalised score on the stroke at full time. And then it went to extra time. And literally with the last kick of the game, Rory Began, their goalkeeper, kicked a long-range free, which was a two-pointer to give Monaghan their victory. So Monaghan into the Ulster final, and they had to wait until Sunday to find out who they were going to play. But anyway, first up, you had Kildare against Westmeath, And Westmeath upset Kildare, winning 221 to 23 points. So they will take on Dublin in the Leinster final. Now down in Munster, you had Clare at home against Limerick. Limerick without two of their star players, one injured, one suspended. But Limerick just too strong, 230 to 118. So Clare in trouble in the championship. But this was a tough one for John supporters to take after beating Donegal the previous week, rank outsiders, you know, Division 3 winners, beat the Division 1 winners last week. But they only had 6 days of a turnaround, and they played Armagh, who overcame Fermanagh last week, a much easier game. But an unbelievable scoreline here, 3-33 to 14 points. So not a good day for Louth. Of course, they're still in the championship, but they'll take some time to come back from that. Of course, you can watch all the games on GAA Plus and go on there, and you can buy the annual pass, or you can go in and buy individual games, and there's a monthly installment that you can play. Now, people who were critical of the GAA last year by announcing the fixtures of the All-Ireland Championship before the final rounds and provincial champions took place, but they've gone and announced all these games yesterday. So the All-Ireland Championship, when it gets underway in a few weeks' time, will have Kerry against Donegal, a repeat of the league final, Dublin Louth, Armagh Derry, Monaghan Mayo, Roscommon Tyrone, Galway Kildare, Cork Meath and Westmeath Cavan. So the venues and times of those games will take place. Of course, we've got coming up this weekend, we've got the Connacht final between Roscommon and Galway that's been played down at High Park in Roscommon. So certainly Roscommon will be favourites for that game. I would say slight favourites as a result of beating Mayo and Castlebar a few weeks ago. And then there's quite a lot of hurling games on this weekend with Offaly against Kilkenny. Now you've got the Munster Senior Football Championship final, Kerry against Cork. So plenty of Gaelic games, and you can watch them all on GAA+. Right, we'll take a bit of music, and he looks around here, and this time it's Sharon Shannon and Desi O'Hanron, and they're singing about Say You Love Me.
No longer I can stand.
Sharon Shannon and Desi O'Halloran and in my chat with Mike Scott last week, we did talk a bit off air before the interview, and he talked about playing Sharon Shannon, was a member of his band, one of the 90 odd members that played with him over 40 years. But there she was with Desi O'Halloran and a song called Say You Love Me. Well, I'm looking around here to see what else has been happening in the news in Ireland. Yes, people are remembering the tragedy of the murder of Irish Independent and award-winning Irish journalist Veronica Gearden 30 years ago this week, and tributes in many of Tuesday's papers to Veronica. She was a real great investigative journalist, and some wondered at the time whether, you know, she should have more protection, because she certainly went out there and exposed what was happening in the criminal world in Dublin, and it cost her her life. Now, Auckland Writers Festival gets underway, and I've got an interview with Roddy Doyle coming up in a week's time. We'll play it on the programme here. Now, Roddy is doing a sit-down speech event between 8.30 and 9.45 on Saturday the 16th of May at the Aetia Centre, Kerry Tekanawa Theatre. And it's tickets are still available. There's a whole range of tickets. They start at $20 for students, and the most expensive ticket is about $48. So if you want to see Roddy Doyle. Noel McCarthy, originally from Cork and has lived here, more than myself, for quite a while, written a few books. She's been interviewed or given a speech on the 16th of May, in fact, earlier on the day before Roddy Doyle. And the festival opens with an interview with Maggie O'Farrell, award-winning writer, and she's on Tuesday, the 12th of May, 6.30 to 7pm at the Kerry Tekanawa Centre. And then there's another award-winning writer who wrote that book about the movie that was on Amazon or Prime, or was it Netflix last year, called Say Nothing, Patrick Radden Keith. His grandparents are from Donegal, and he's at the Writers' Festival on the 12th of May. So tickets available for both Patrick, Noel, Maggie, and Roddy Doyle. And it's hard to believe, it's early 90s. I interviewed Roddy when he was down here after his trilogy of books. He had Commitments was his first book that set him on the world map, and then he had The Van, The Snapper, and of course The Woman Who Walked Into Doors, and then he had the award-winning book Petty Cart, Ha Ha Ha. And of course Roddy went on to win the Booker Prize and is currently chair of the Booker Prize. Well, I'm looking at the clock here. I think we might be running out of time, so hopefully we have time for this song from Thomsha in a Colour from Seamus Begley. That looks about the end of the time I have for music tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed the programme and the interview with Mike Scott, and I look forward to being back here talking to you again in a week's time. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group. Clear about
داخل فرنت نون هر فرگم تنشم خلاص نادوشتر Agus gaugi gaur nan